This is Dr. Ali, ALI, dictating history physical, patient name, Coldwell, C-O-L-D-W-E-L-L, Coldwell Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Jean, J-E-A-N, date of birth, 8-10-1943, place, Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab, date of service, 6-13-2023, history of present illness. This is a 79-year-old female. She was admitted to Franklin Square Hospital. Patient has a known history of sacral wound. She came to the emergency room with a leg pain, increased worsening for the last few days. She lives at home with her daughter and a brother. And she also has a history of uterine prolapse and urinary incontinence, secondary to cystocele. Status post-COVID infection with recovery. She has a hypoxemic respiratory failure requiring oxygen 2 liter by nasal cannula due to atelectasis and also QT prolongation, sepsis and non-STEMI in 2021, and history of COPD and CKD stage 3. Patient came with the sacral decubitus, leg pain. They did a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis with a contrast on June 6th that showed sacral decubitus ulceration and with the sacrococcygeal abscess, no evidence of gas. It was suspicious of sacrococcygeal osteomyelitis. She was also noted as cystitis and ascending infection pyelitis, suspected pyelonephritis. She has a chronic left uropelvic junction obstruction noted in multiple bilateral non-obstructive renal calculi, and she has a chronic Foley catheter. Patient was evaluated by surgical team, sacral wound oxygen debridement done, and by surgery, deep wound culture taken. They were positive for providentia, retigeri, R-E-T-T-G-E-R-I. Patient was given oral augmentin, wound care was consulted, and local wound care as per wound team was done with center, S-A-N-T-Y-L. Repeat CT of abdomen pelvis with IV contrast done, and 6-8-2023 was notable post-surgical changes with IND and sacral decubitus ulceration extending into the osseous surface of the sacrum. Underlying osteomyelitis were unable to be excluded. CT scan abdomen pelvis post IMB, infectious disease was consulted. He advised 1 week of oral augmentin and discontinued IV antibiotic. He was initially given intravenous antibiotic vancomycin and azoxystrobin. Patient has a stage 4 sacral ulcer. Status post bedside debridement. They have recommended a diverting colostomy and a comprehensive wound care plan in near future, and follow closely at wound care center, plastic surgery, outpatient follow-up. And wound team follow-up within 1 week. Patient was scheduled appointment for follow-up at MedStar Wound Center, June 19th, for cystitis and ascending infection, chronic Foley catheter, outpatient urology follow-up was advised, acute and chronic leg pain. He was given PRN oxycodone and COPD, nebulizer treatment, PRN, because of generalized weakness, ambulatory dysfunction, PTOT evaluation done. They recommended subacute rehab and patient was sent to rehab. Today when I saw the patient, she's lying on the bed. She has no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills, feeling weak. And next line, past medical history, history of sacral wound. Next line, uterine prolapse. Next line, history of urinary incontinence, history of rectocele, history of COVID infection with recovery, history of COPD, history of QT prolongation, transaminitis, secondary sepsis, secondary to UTI, non-STEMI in 2021, CKD stage 3. Medication upon discharge, Tylenol 650 mg every 6 hour PRN, DONEP treatment Q6 hour PRN, Augmentin 875 mg BID for 7 days, collagenase local ointment for the wound, Benadryl 25 mg Q6 hour PRN for itching, Docusate / Senna 50/8.6 mg, 2 tablet BID, oxycodone, 5 mg Q4 hour PRN, Miralax 17 gram daily. Review of system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no ear nasal congestion, preliminary no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no arm twin diarrhea, musculoskeletal, sacral wound, no leg edema, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no polyuria, no polydipsia, no heat accord intolerance. And social history, no smoking, alcohol, no drug abuse, lives at home with the daughter and the brother, they're helping her on a daily basis. She does have a history of smoking in the past, but no more. Physical exam, patient is awake, she's alert, re-entered M3, lying on the bed. Blood pressure 112 over 70, pulse 96, temperature 98.0 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 95%, body weight is 131 pounds. Head rate metric normophilic, eyes and ectaric, no urinary discharge, throat clear, no aggregate, neck supple, no rigidity, chest non-tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender bowel, some positive, extremities, no leg edema, no calf tenderness, sacral decubitus with the dressing is in place, neuro, she's awake, alert, oriented M3, generalized weakness with ambulatory dysfunction. Assessment, patient is admitted to the subacute rehab with the sacral wound, status post IND, next line is suspected. Osteomyelitis, as per CT scan report, has been evaluated by infectious disease at the Franklin Square Hospital. They recommended 7 days antibiotics, and she was initially given IV antibiotic in the hospital. Next line, stage 4 sacral ulcer. Next line, cystitis with ascending infection and pyelitis. Next line, acute and chronic leg pain. Next line, COPD. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction with generalized weakness. Next line, history of urinary incontinence. Next line, status post COVID with recovery. History of CKD. History of non-obstructing calculus. History of chronic Foley catheter. Plan of care will continue all her current medications, local skin care, wound team to follow the patient, and patient will be outpatient followed up wound clinic as they have recommended June the 19th. Code status discussed with the patient. Patient wants to be full code. Care plan discussed with the patient and the nursing staff. This is the end of the education. Thank you.